Hello.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Hi, good thanks.
Sorry, I was blank until just then. It's Simone from
Oh.
Rizzo Electrical.
Hi, Simone, how are you going?
Not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Sorry, my
Getting
front door's
there.
going off on my
Oh.
other. Oh, it's just one of those days, isn't it?
Oh, tell me about it.
Sorry, I had
That's all
two
right.
things.
Yeah.
Did you hear back from the assessor with our last car that we put in? Did they give a quote?
Yeah. I sent you an email. Let me.
So I was looking back. I've got an email asking if we'd been.
Yeah, I said, what did I say? Just following up on the, have you been in contact with the repair to book your vehicle in for the quote and repairs? Because I know this, I think it's, this is the same repair you've used before, where you have to ring them and book things in with them over the phone.
Yeah, which we
Yeah.
did. We
Yeah.
went, I reckon, about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So they haven't, you haven't heard from them?
No. Okay. I
Okay.
wasn't sure if you'd been or not. That's because I wanted to try and keep on top of it.
Yeah, because when they do send something through, okay, so they haven't, so I'm just trying to think of when we went
When you
to,
went?
when did we go? What's today? I'm gonna say maybe the week of the 9th.
The 9th.
I'm just looking through his
Have you
schedule.
spoken to the repairer? Because this, I think this is what happened last time, is that they got confirmation from the insured saying it's been authorised, but they then sat there and waited for you to ring them to book your vehicle
Yes,
in.
and then we had the toolbox
Yeah, which you had
scenario,
to
and they
wait.
were waiting on the toolbox.
Yeah.
So, because we just wanted to see when they did send it through what they were actually quoting for, if they were doing, because the canopy needs fixing as well, and we just wanted to make sure that the canopy was on the quote. But if they haven't actually sent it through, I reckon. Okay, so we went on the 27th of November.
27th. Okay.
Okay, I might speak to Joey as to maybe we take it somewhere else,
Yeah, because this repair
possibly.
seems to be a bit odd. Like, how is it the client supposed to know to call them? They should be calling you and saying, "We've," because that's because you need to book it in with them, and they should be ringing and saying, because that's what all other repairers do. They say, "Look, we got the quote, authorized by whoever insurer. When do you want to bring your vehicle in to get it repaired?" They don't. You don't just sit there and say, "Well, we've got that." The client needs, It doesn't work that
Yeah,
way. It's, they're a
I might
bit
speak to
odd.
Joey about maybe taking it somewhere else.
Next, yeah, going forward, just don't
Because
hold yourselves up now, because.
one of our boys have actually now, yeah, I've got to make a claim for another car.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, oh, you know what? Maybe, yeah, I'll speak to Joey. Maybe we'll take Gareth's car somewhere else to have a look at, and
Yeah.
then I just need to fill in another form for one of our other cars, one of our apprentices backed into someone.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd better get onto that straight away because that is our fault, that one. And apparently they did make a mention of, which we did ring them back to say they made mention of the fact we had an outstanding bill on the car that they repaired last time, but Chris, one of our guys, rang back to say that actually wasn't our fault. So we wouldn't be fitting the bill for that one.
No, they would need to speak to the insurer. They should know this. They shouldn't be coming for you.
Yeah, because I'm like, it was our car, but it wasn't our, so I don't know if. Yeah, maybe after speaking to Chris and realizing that it wasn't actually our doing, maybe that will chase up the insurance company. The other insurance company.
Because that's what normally happens. So, they just worry me a bit that they're not across, how things should be done.
He's not in the office now, but I might give you a call tomorrow, speak to Joe and give you a call tomorrow about possibly seeing someone else for our other car.
Yeah, because the only thing I can think of is if you ring them and just say to them, have you got any authority back from the insurer? Because if you have, let's book the vehicle in now.
Okay.
If they say they haven't, let me know and I'll ring the insurer and the insurer can give them a call and they can tell them if they have sent it, what date and time they sent it to them. Because this is what happened last time. They had to tell them what date and time they actually sent the authorization.
So they don't send it to you, they just send it straight to the other insurer?
To the repairer. So the insurer, once the quote's been done, sent across from the repairer to the insurer will assess it. If they need to go out, they do all of that. Then they say to the repairer, we'll send you authority that you're right to repair it. Then usually the repairer will get on the phone and say, hey, Simone, we got authority from, the insurer. What time do you want to bring your vehicle in to get it fixed?
Okay, well, hopefully it's going to be sent to you as well.
Yeah.
Because we just wanted to make sure, like, the canopy everything.
They haven't sent it to me. Canopy was part of that? Was that part of the claim or is that a separate thing?
No, it's part of it. It was because the canopy is damaged.
Okay.
So they just wanted to make sure that it was going to kind of... make sure everything was being repaired. And but that's okay. All right, well, maybe I'll have to chase them.
Yeah, the repairers usually have a system and the system talks directly to the insurer, so they don't send us the quotes, they just send it straight to the insurer. So, but I can find that out from the insurer
if they have
a call, if they've got all of that on there,
if they have sent it through.
Now,
do I just fill out the details on that on a portal that you send through, or do you need another email as well with all the details?
If you've got, have you still got a copy of that last claim form that I sent through on the portal?
I don't. Sorry, give me 2 seconds. Yes. No, that's all right. Invitation to fill out. Fill form.
Yeah.
Keep
hold of that.
Yeah.
And what you can do is whenever you do have a claim, just fill that out, send it to me directly.
Yeah. And then I just leave the policy number out because we don't have a policy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we do have the policy number.
Yeah, if you've got it. If you don't know it, I can usually find it by Rego on our vehicle.
I was thinking claim number, but the policy number we have. Yes. Okay, perfect. I'll fill this one. This one out. Hopefully we don't, just fill another one out anytime.
No. You've been doing so well as well.
I know. And this is our first one, I think, that for a while that's probably been on our end. But I thought I'd better get this sorted because obviously whoever's car they have damaged will want us getting on the ball with this.
Yeah, no, that's fine. All right. Let me know, because if it's been sent back, then you can say to them, is the canopy on that? You make sure that you ask
if I ask them, say, can you just send me through a quote of the works, would they do that? Am I allowed to ask for that?
Yeah, you should be able to. I mean, by the looks of the repairer, they don't know what they're doing anyway, so they probably would send it. Their admin side's not very good. They might be good at what they're doing, but their admin side isn't as great.
I might give them a call and chase that up on their end.
Yeah, and if they say anything, then let me know and then I'll speak to the insurer and get the insurer onto the phone because then we know what their response is and we can back it on top of it for you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
That's all right. No worries.
All
I'll
right,
speak to you tomorrow.
See you later.
All right. Thanks, Simone.
Bye.
Bye.